Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Which players have higher ceilings than you might realize? We'll tell you right now on Fantasy Football Today in 5. I'm Adam Azer. I'm joined by Jacob Gibbs. Follow him on Twitter at JAGibbs_23. Writer for Sportsline, great advanced metrics. And he's going to tell us about some players who, if they regress a little bit, the ceilings are really high. And these are guys that you're looking at in your draft. So let's go one by one here. Start with Michael Pittman.
Yeah, I'm glad we're starting with Pittman because we're probably going to spend maybe the majority of our time here. I'm super excited about Pittman. There's a lot to unpack within his collegiate and NFL, you know, advanced analytical profile, and everything seems to be pointing the right direction for a huge, you know, year three breakout here with Matt Ryan now under center. So Pittman was actually, he was somebody I was not very high on heading into last year. In his time at USC and in his rookie season with the Colts, he had not shown any ability to draw targets at a high rate. As a rookie, his target per route run rate was only 16.7%, and the list of players who have ran enough routes to qualify and had a route target per route run rate below 17% is really unencouraging among rookie receivers. Really, the only ones who have gone on to have any sort of a productive career are Cortland Sutton and Michael Gallup. And then at USC, he was 66th percentile compared to just the college football average on target per route run rate, which is fine, but not as high as you'd expect for a player who, you know, was drafted 34th overall. Typically, and when you see receivers who just don't show an ability to demand targets at a high rate, that's not something that changes in their career. They rarely are going to, you know, develop into a true target hog, especially in year two. But that's exactly what we saw from Pittman last year. He really was, you know, a wide receiver one in that offense. His target per route run rate rose by 39% from year one to year two. His yard per route run rate rose by 42%, had a 26% target share, 32% air yardage share, making him just one of 10 receivers in the entire NFL to clear both those marks. So that's all really exciting. It did come on an offense, you know, that was devoid of other, you know, competent pass catchers, but still just like proving capable of doing that at his age, like truly operating as a wide receiver one, is really exciting. And now we get Matt Ryan taking over here. And Ryan has a history, unlike really anyone in the NFL, of truly like feeding his wide receiver one, just like top of the league volume. And of course, Julio Jones inflates those numbers, but it's something that we've seen consistently, no matter who his wide receiver one is. He's produced a top six fantasy receiver in every season from 2014 to 2020, which is just absurd. That stretch broke last year, but even last year we saw Russell Gage, his target per route run rate skyrocketed in his first year as the number one receiver for Ryan. And that's the exact same thing that we saw for Calvin Ridley the year prior, where neither of these guys had ever been targeted at a high rate. And then as soon as they took over as Ryan's, you know, trusted number one receiver, their rate rose by 20%+. So that is really, really exciting for Pittman, who has, unlike these guys, he's already shown an ability to, you know, operate in this role. We really had never seen Calvin Ridley. His target per route run rate had never been above 20% prior to 2020, and then it jumped all the way up to 26%. Pittman's already done it. And now he gets a quarterback who loves, you know, just peppering that number one guy and feeding that guy. And if he, and this is, you know, somewhat arbitrary since it's just two players, but if his range, if his target per route run rate rises within the range that we saw Gage and Ridley in their first year, that would put him up to 26 to 29.5%. If last year's rate rose by that amount in 2022, which is like Stephon Diggs, Debo Samuel, Justin Jefferson, Deontay Johnson, Tyreek Hill, like that's true wide receiver one stuff. And I think that is realistically within his range of outcomes. And then on top of all that, there's touchdown regression that could be coming for him in a positive way as well. So this is a stat that I'll reference with each of these guys is touchdown dependency rating, which simply represents the percentage of a player's fantasy point total that came on touchdowns. The league average among players with at least 350 routes run in 2021 was 18.6%. Pittman ranked as 28th percentile. His was just below 15%. And so that's kind of unusual for a big bodied receiver like him. You know, I think most people would be surprised by that. Part of it is that Indianapolis scores most of their touchdowns on the ground.
Right,
but if that evens out a little bit more with Ryan, if this all comes together, you know what I mean? Where the targets rise, he really is leaning on his number one receiver and he has better luck in the touchdown department. I think a realistic like range for him could be like top 10, top 8 fantasy receiver. And I don't know if many people give him that type of credit in terms of looking at what his fantasy ceiling could be.
Well, that was 5.5 minutes.
Are you serious?
Yes. So give me 30 seconds on Dalvin Cook and T. Higgins.
I told you, man, I'm too excited about him. Dalvin Cook and T. Higgins, both it's touchdown dependency rating as well. Dalvin Cook, the main thing with him is Minnesota. They went from scoring the rushing to passing touchdown ratio was fifth in 2019 and then 16th in 2020. Last year was down to 31st. I think that that's mostly just bad luck. I think with more touchdowns coming on the ground, we should see Dalvin bounce back up. Higgins, same thing. His touchdown rate was way too low. And like you look at Jamar Chase, he had 13. Higgins only had 6. When both players were on the field, Higgins was 15% more likely to draw a target than Jamar Chase. And we saw Higgins as the year progressed, like really start to elevate himself into like the top 6, top 8 in fantasy receiver most metrics. His yard per hour run rate was all the way up to 2.64 from their bye on, which is basically just the second half of the season for him. Only Cooper Kupp, Deebo Samuel, and Devonta Adams cleared that rate over the course of the full season.
I think we'll wrap it up there, Jacob.
Yeah.
Yeah. I should have asked him about Michael Pittman. I guess I should have only asked him about Michael
I've been
Pittman.
Waiting to talk about Michael Pittman all offseason, man.
All right. I can see that. All right. That's Fantasy Football Today in 7. We'll come back tomorrow and tell you about floors to avoid with Jacob. No Michael Pittman talk on that show. We'll talk to you later, everybody. Thanks a lot.